Okay, we come now to the last part of the Sugya of Avelos. Darash of Yosef Brei de Rava, Mishmei de Rava, Loishanu Ela Shalai Baal, Aval Baal Ishtai Yishena Imai. So what's he going on? That a man and a woman that are married, and they never had bia yet, and she's pirsamida, so they're also biyicha. Aval Baal Ishtai Yishena Imai. But every man who's married, and his wife is pirsamida, so of course, ishta yishena imay. V'hacha de babal askinon. B'ktani hu yashen bein ha'anashim v'yishena bein ha'anashim. So again, what is Rabbi Yosef Brei de Rava saying? That if you're talking to somebody who is bayil, by avelus, so an avil, a regular married man who's an avil, so there's no din of yishena, hu yashen bein ha'anashim v'yishena bein ha'anashim. He's going on a case of an avil. So an avil, a normal person who is married, who becomes an avil, there's no issa yichud. So in fact, the Gemara, what do you mean? Here also is talking Baal, v'ktani hu yashem bein ha'anashim, yashem bein ha'anashim. So Gemara says, kikam ha'apirsa ishtei nida. Ay, v'ha v'chem, ketani. Gemara says, ha'kikam ha'v'chem yishu pirsa ishtei nida. V'loi Baal, yashem bein ha'anashim, yashem bein ha'anashim. So we have this halacha that there also be yichud. Lememra da velos kilo leminib. The Gemara is saying. Now, here it's easy to make a mistake. The Gemara doesn't mean avelos is makula diktanida. Avelos is not makula diktanida. It means avelos is more kal to the person. It's more shash that the person will be over on the iser by avelos because it's more kal to him. And nida, which is more chamit to him, he won't be over. In fact, the Gemara, Amar Avisa Bar Chanina, Amar Avona. So that's talking by Hilchis Nida. That these things are us. Vilu Gabi Avelus Tanya Afli Pisham Ruin Adam Rishoy Lokofisishta Lias Kechelas Lias Besekis. Even though he can't tell her to put on makeup, because a woman teshuv is not allowed to put on makeup. But the emesamru meizegus leikais, tzos leyamita mechetzis leipanav yodav ragla. So what's shver? So we see that between avelus and nida, that now what you want to say about avelus, you're more machmer. We see about avelus when we wear more makel. Everything more like cash. Kam avelus diday, kam avelus didan. That when he's a novel, we're more chayshish. And when she's a novel, she won't listen to him to be near Bala. She's not in the mood. When he's a novel, so the man is always the one that will chayshish more. Ay v'ha'avi shalchasna ima shalkala katani ki katani ashay. Frakti Gemara umishani ben avelus didei lavelus dida. What are you talking about? Fatani mishemeis chama v'chamoisai. So what happened here? The woman is an aveila. Can't force his wife. Very strange law, you know. Surav Steinman in his Sefer asks that this mashum this gemara that a normal husband, his wife is not an aveila, he can force his wife to put on makeup. He says he's not aware of any such halacha. What does it say anywhere you can force? Force your wife, but I don't know. He says there's no pshat in the gemara. What does the Gemara mean? Any yachal lakaf? I don't know. But anyway, that's the Lashon Gemara.
The person is naik normally to force his wife to put on makeup.
What do you mean he's naik? What kind of naik? Twisting the hand. That's the best way to do it. Unless he tries to entice her to do it.
Okay. What if she doesn't, then what?
What?
Or if he doesn't, then he can be regarded
as a ksulot? No, he can't force it. That's what he says, you don't understand. What does it mean? That a person is naig avelus on his in-laws. You all know that that's not the minute. The Gemara now at this point, that's what the Gemara says. Kaifim itaz, the Gemara says. Tani vavelas didei. And the Gemara, tani vavelas didei, hu yashav enashav ishtei shem enashav. Havachen katani kitani achiv lo perchis. Ha imai katani, my love imai bevita. Ha imai bevayis, kadamalei rav lechia berei, ba'apa no gavelta, delay ba'apa loi no gavelta. What's the Gemara saying till here? That we're sticking with what we said before. That avelos is kilolei. And since avelos is kilolei, we're more machmir avelos to asa yichud. And what it says over here is ba'apon agavelta. That, what does that mean? That a person is noyeg avelos on his in-laws, only in front of his wife, and not in front of his wife. What's the logic to that? That's the logic. We're saying now, a man's father-in-law passed away, so his wife is nagavelos. Does he have to be nagavelos? So imay bebayis. No, when you're with her in the house, or she's with him in the house, so then they're both nagavelos. But when they're not together in the house, you're not nagavelos. What's the svara? Svara to that?
Comes for his wife.
So. What? So what the? All right. The Rama learns that this din that if someone's wife is an oval, he's nayeg avelus also is a din in kfayt ishtai. It's not a din in kfayt hamesim. It's a din in kfayt ishtai. Now, it's not because he has to have covet for chama v'chamaisai that he's misabel on them. If that would be the case, there'd be no difference in front of his wife and not in front of his wife. The Ramah says that this din is a din of kvaid ishtai, and memela, that's why the Gemara says, be'apa, when she's there. So if she's practicing avelis, so the husband also has to practice avelis. But when you're not with her, so you can do whatever you want. Memela zok the Ramah. That explains why Beinenu, we don't have this minik. I never saw, I went plenty of times to Menachem Avil, I never saw that the wife is also sitting on the ground, or that the husband of the... We're not knowing this way. So the Ramah says, since it's all Kvayt Ishtai, today the minik is to be Meichel. If it's Kvayt Ameis, so the Meis is dead, it can't be Meichel. But Heyais, it's not Kvayt Ameis, it's Kvayt Ishtai. So, Alts Kvayt Ishtai, she could be Meichel. And Bisman said, the assumption is that people are Meichel. The same thing, if someone's parent is sitting Shiva, so the Mechaber says that the child also has to practice Avelis. The Ramah says, why? Let's say someone's grandfather passes away. So the father's sitting Shiva. So, why? If you learn how to cover that mace, so then it would be a chiyuv on the grandchild sitship. But, Dr. Ramah, there also, it's at kvayd of the oval, it's at kvayd av, that if a person's father is sitting shiva, he has to be misabal imai. The male is Dr. Ramah, bizman hazad, the minig is to be meichel. And that's why our minig is that the children are not misabal together with the parents. However, the Ramah says that the children shouldn't go to chasnas during the week. If somebody's parent is sitting shiva, the Ramah says certainly to go to chasnas, they shouldn't go during the week. And then the Ramah says at least till Shabbos. Because if the avela starts on a Tuesday, so to a Sunday wedding they can go. But till Shabbos, the noyeg avela starts covered of the parent. When Shabbos comes, and even by the parent, it's already a little less because Shabbos they get up. So after Shabbos, the Ramah says to be made. And that's halacha l'maisa, that from the whole din of being like avelos with a parent, that's all that remains. That's l'maisa. What? The Ramah really says bathing as well. That the child shouldn't bathe, shouldn't take a bath till Shabbos, except Erev Shabbos, but if the parent is sitting Shiva. But we're makel shalai bapa. I mean, it's not a front of them. You're going to go to a private room, and that's why the minute today is debate. I understand, but the Ramah says still not to go, and that's obviously shalai bapa. What? The Ramah doesn't go into it. The Ramah just says the minhag is that the parent is Michael, so that's if it's Machel, but to go to Chasna is like too much. Anything else, really, the Ramah says bathing also. As far as I know, the minhag is to be Mekel on bathing, and this is not considered that.
Well, today bathing, today we're all Istanists.
What? In theory, if the parent is makbid, the child would have to. Chayrul ma'aser. If the parent is makbid, the child would have to be nagav
ha'aser. Why doesn't the mechila help on going to weddings?
The mechila really should help on going to weddings too. But the Ramah just says the minig, but Ashkenaz is at least to keep something. So that the minig is that they're not mindful for that. Ravashi says the teretz which we hold of Lomaisa. Ravashi Amar Mika Medamis Avelusa da Hachal Avelusa da Alma. No. Avelusa da Alma Chamir. You're right. People are Machmir by Avelus. Fakarit. Today, you're the biggest Amaratsim when it comes to Ilkas Avelus. So during Shiva, it's like a spooky thing, you know, it's a superstition thing. So they're Machmir on all the Hidurim. You know, you have people who barely Shem Shabbos. But they wouldn't chas v'shalom leave a mirror uncovered, you know, during Shiva. Right? You saw that. That's the way it is. Avelus da alma chamir. People are machmir. But lo yaslus asulei bei. We're not chayshish. Avelus da hach. Kiva da kilu rabbanon osilus asulei bei. The point here is, it's a special din in our Gemara. Now we're going to have to figure out exactly what this means. That really, by Avelus, there's no problem. There's no problem by Avelus. You know, Yichud is mutter. When Achayshish that a man will be by his wife during Avelus, Avelus is chomer to people. It's a special din over here. Since we're Mekel, in the beginning, where were we Mekel in the beginning? So the Gemara explains that the Kula is, I see, I don't want to get into the next Shakla Vitaria, which we'll leave for tomorrow, but the Kula is that he's Nayig, that he's Bayil, and he's Nayig Shibis Yimei HaMishta first, and then Shibis Yimei HaVeilus. So being very Mekel on this Petira. We're being Mekel on this Petira to push off the Shibis Yimei HaVeilus. So since we're so Mekel on him, to push off the Shibis Yimei HaVeilus, so he'll feel that this HaVeilus is not so Chamer, and he'll be Mekel to be Bayil's wife. So because of that, there also be Yichud for the whole 14 days. Yimei HaMishta, which he has to be Naik Dvar Shabbatzina, plus the 7 days of Avelus afterwards. So again, I'm making the point because of something we want to bring out. But the point again is that we say this Chumra of Hu Yashin Beina Anashim, V'Yishena Beina Anashim, which means the Asa B'Yichud, when? By a normal Aval, we're not Machmer. By a normal Ishtai Nida, you have to be a Rishayna, we're not Machmer. The only time we're machmir is by someone who became an avol, and we were mad to him to be naik shivis yimei hamishta first, and he's naik shivis yimei hamishta first, and then shivis yimei avelus. So in his mind, his case is a more kulidika type of avelus. So since you were mekel olav b'tchilasai, so therefore we're machmir olav, we're going to be machmir olav b'saifai, and we say there's an iser of hu yashem ben anashim yishen ben anashim. This is the, basically, this is the Yamar Aleph. The Gemara just here fears eyes that that's the case that we're talking about here. Comes along the Bach and the Shach, and they say, you know what? This whole Gemara is not Lamaisa. It's not Lamaisa. Nowadays, if you'll have a case where an oval, where Loyalena, somebody is ready to get married and they become an oval. So we tell them, get married, and he's Bayal Bilas Mitzvah. Nowadays, he'll be allowed to be Yichud with her the whole 7 days of Mishta. There won't be any problem. Why? Why should we be Mekel Bizman Hazeh? So he says, and you have to know the expression, that this Gemara is talking what we call Mishnah Rishayna. Mishnah Rishayna means in the time that Dam Besulim was not considered Dam Nida. Min HaTorah, a woman's only a Nida if she has dam nida. Dam nida is blood that every woman bleeds a regular cycle. A body produces an extra amount of blood every month, and it comes out once a month, and that's called dam nida. That's not dam besul. Dam nida comes from the uterus, it comes from the rechem, and that's dam nida. Dam from the rechem is dam nida. Any blood that comes from the uterus is dam nida. Dam besulim is dam from the first bia, which doesn't come from the rechem. It comes from the makim bia. It comes from the prizdar, chazal call, the makim bia. That dam in hatayra, that's not dam nida. It has nothing to do with dam nida. It's different dam from a different place. In the Mishnah Rishayna, which means in the time of the Tanoim, and up until Reb Zeira, dam besulim was considered to be tar. Later, what we call Mishnah Achrayna, from the time of Reb Zeira and on, Klal Yisrael Makabal on themselves, that we are machmir on dam besulim as if it's dam nida. And it's sometimes hard to tell, maybe there was dam nida mixed in. We're machmir on dam besulim ki'ilu, it's dam nida. And therefore, the dam besulim, if the beer is shayna, when there's dam besulim, we are machmir to be pyrish ki'ilu, she's a nida. And not only that, but we're even machmir that if there's a beer is shayna, and she doesn't have dam besulim, we assume there was dam. Even if she doesn't see any dam, we assume there was at least a small amount of dam besula. And if to be a rishayna, every person who marries a besula, his wife immediately gets a denida, the whole Sheva Brachas week, until she ends up going to the mikvah, every married woman is who was a besula when she got married, has a din of a nida. That we call Mishnah Achrayna, and that's the way that that's the way we're known. Sub to Shach. Our Gemara is talking Bizma Mishnah Rishayna, which means after the first Bia, why is she Aser? Why can't she do a second Bia? Only because of Avelus. Right? In the time of our Gemara, a man gets married, his Loyalainu, his father dies, so Machnis Nesanes Lecheder, Machasa Vakal Lechuppah, he's Bayal Bilas Mitzvah, and he's Parish. Why can't he be Bayal the next night? Only because of Dine Avelus. The only thing is Isser Avelus. So the Gemara says, Avelus, since you are Mekel Olav B'Tchilasai, so we're Machmer Olav B'Saifai, because he'll be Mezazel in Hilchas Avelus. We're afraid he'll be Bayal, huh? So therefore, Yichud is Aser. Right? That's why Yichud is Aser. That's all Bizman Mishnah Rishayna. But Bizman Azeh, after a person gets married, why can't he do a second bia the next night to his wife? Because of Issa Dam Besulim. It's not just because of Hilchas Avelus. There are two reasons he can't be Bayal. Takan is Dine Avelus. But more than that, besides Dine Avelus, there's Dine Dam Besulim, which we treat as Dam Nida. We consider her to be a Nida. So what's the whole reason our Gemara just said that we're Machmir on Yichud? Because since you are making an Avelus, in his mind, this Avelus is a Kula Dika thing. But even if he thinks Avelus is a Kula Dika thing, but there's still a Din Dam Nida, Dam Besulim. So Lamaisa, you're going to be, he'll never come to be Bayal Haril. Dam Nida, he's not Mekel. Dam Besulim, he's not going to be Mekel. And Mimela, he remains, there's no Issa Yichud. There's no Issa Yichud, because we're not Chayshi, she'll be Bayal Haril. But since he's being machmir, but he consider our nida, so mimele he won't be bayala. So this whole sugya that we're saying that the whole by avelus that he has to sleep in anashim, she has to sleep in anashim, does not apply. Shach says it will apply if it's a second marriage. If the woman's a woman's second marriage, she's not a basuma, whatever reason, she's not a basuma. Let's say it's a second marriage, she's a ba'ula. So then, even nowadays, if a woman's a ba'ula, you have to be a rishayna with her second husband. She's not. There's no dam besulim. She doesn't have a din dam neither. So then nowadays it'll be the same as the Gemara. Then if they're aveilim, then they'll be who yashem and yashem and yashem. What? Even the time of the Gemara. That did not change from the time of the Gemara to Zman Hazeh. a ba'ula, nothing changed. So therefore, ba'ula, it's taka true. If they become aveilim, and who yashem bein anashim, he yashem bein anashim, da'asa bi'ichad. But a besula, where we have this din, which we call mishtach reina, which is a din of damnida, so there's no asiyichud, because he won't be poil her. The only reason there's asiyichud, this whole amid said, that it's only because you make, he'll think aveilus is kal, will be mezalzel in the aveilus. So in the aveilus, it's kilay, will be mezalzel. But not in the neither, he's not going to be mezalzel. That's the sheet of the Bach and the Shem. The Taz disagrees. The Taz says it's a gzeira. It's a man of Talmud, and we can't change gzeiras. It's like a light plug. Chazal made a gzeira that if a man uses this kula, that even though he's an oval, he's machdis as a meis lecheder, and he's bail his wife, so it's a light plug. It's gzeira, and it's aser even bizman hazeh. There aser biyichud. Hu yashem bein anashim, yishen bein anashim applies even nowadays. And I just realized that probably the mechaber holds that way too, because the mechaber just brings our gemara without comment. So it's probably not only a taz but a mechaber. Because the mechaber brings our gemara, doesn't say nowadays is different. So you have the bach and the shach that are mekel, and what? And the Mechaber and the Taz that are machmir, that even nowadays we yashem bein anashim yashem bein anashim. We paskin. It's hard to know. It's a rare thing that such a ma'aseh happens. But Uncle Ponim, Ponim is a big machlokes. What? Since we have a chumrah of nida, so we let them be miyachid, because he won't be ba'alar. We're not afraid he'll be ba'alar. The only reason the Gemara says he'll be ba'alar is because Avelus is kal to him. So Avelus is kal to him, but that nida is not kal to him. So he'll be miyachid. If you don't mind, look in the back. There's something called Piskei Chaisus. It's the first Mefarish in the back, before the Rush. Piskei Taisvis is basically a list of halachis that come out of Taisvis. And in Ois Tes, he brings a psak from our sugya. And it seems to be a pella. You see Ois Tes? The parentheses we added later. Okay, Chosin Shabal Ishtai, Yishayne Imai Ba'avlai. He paskins, he says, from our Gemara comes out, a chosin, his bayal ishtai al tzavelos, yeshein na'ima ba'avla. He's allowed, there's no issa yichud. That's what the Piskei Taisis says. So someone added these parentheses. Nirali tos. This thing is a mistake. From our Gemara, you get that you're mutter. L'chein no kadeti, therefore I put nekudis on it. Ki adarabba, muchich mei taisis dibur ubayil, de bavelus asara, filabal, b'chein isla hedya b'gemara, ayin shah. So what's going on with this piskei taisis? Taisis says that there's no issa yichud. Our Gemara says there is issa yichud. Our Gemara says that there is issa yichud. So what's going on? So he tries to say it there. It's ochin, achar ha'iyun yesh laima, Ratzalaima Avelus the Alma. Vos mutalishan imbal. So what he's saying in the Teretz is that the Piskei Taisis doesn't mean a case where you are machnes as hameis lecheder. He's talking about a regular married man. Regular married man, it's after Sheva Brachas, and he becomes an avul. So of course, there's no asiyichot. That's the Yesh Laima. Ratzalaima Avelus the Alma. Doesn't mean a case where you made the wedding during the Avelus. It means Tam Avelus. Oh, it's muta lishan imbal. Then of course there's muta bi yichud. Lishan imbal doesn't mean bia. It means to sleep, to have yichud. Not bia. V'davka baha, velus de meis loimeis, asa kima da kilu bei rabbanan. Because what did the Gemara say? The only time the asa bi yichud is here, where you will make a lalav bitchil asai, So he says that's pshat. Avo makom baki me taisus ain lechia. That's not taisus. This is piskei taisus. It's not taisus. Tais doesn't say this. But taisus ain lechia davar rak mi hagemara. So he says he doesn't understand. Whoever he added these parentheses doesn't understand what's this piskei taisus. Chasen shabat l'shtei shani my be'avloi. That's not what comes out of our sogia. So the Shach says, and the Pnei Yeshua and the Kuntra Sachman says the same thing. No, the Piskei Taisis is right. Because the Piskei Taisis is talking after the Mishnah Achrayim. After the Lamaisa, what comes out of our sugya is that this is Issa Yichud. But that's all Mishnah Rishayim. But nowadays, that we're holding already by Mishnah Achrayim, we're holding already after this Gezeira. So nowadays, it's Mutter. Ah, you'll say, where did Taisus ever say that? Where's that Piskei Taisus? Where did Taisus ever say that if the Mishnah Achrayim, it's Mutter? So the Pnei Yeshua says Taisus did say it. If you turn back on Dalet Amud Aleph, in the top Taisus, and you look at Taisus Lashon, the second half of Taisus, Aymeri, have Muslim man with Pirish Mushum Dam Besulim. Taisus mentioned Dam Besulim, because I'm here practicing Nikus. Amu Yashim made Anashim Dayak Shapir, Dam Mishum Avelis. Look at Taisus Lashon. The imishum nidus, kiven de baal ishtay yishena ked amar of Yosef b'samach. He says imishum nidus. If you're talking about dam besulim, which is dam nida, kiven de baal ishtay yishena imay ked amar Yosef b'samach. What's your baal? It's mutter biyichud. So he's learning it to those two lines of Taisvis. The Shach is learning, and Peshua learning. There you say that if there's a situation of dam nidus, it's 100% mutter. There's no Issa Yichud. So what they're basically saying, what the Shach is saying, is that the Piskei Taisus is like him, not like the Taz. Piskei Taisus is like him, and not like the Taz. Right, so you have Machlekes Shach and Taz, and a Piskei Taisus, which is like the Shach, and whatever the Magia said, that's, I guess, like the Taz. You can touch Taisus both ways. It's not Mukha. Apparently, that's not touching Taisus. Now, this is really fairly simple. This Shach and Taz, basically, it's a fairly simple Machlaikis. But there's something that gets thrown in here which complicates matters. Let me just tell you before I show you inside. There's a halacha that if a man is in the middle of being bayil his wife, a regular married man is bayil his wife, and she realizes that she's becoming a nida b'shas naisa. It's rare that a woman could tell in the middle of bia. But let's say she starts bleeding heavily. In the middle of bia, she realizes that she's a nida. So there are halachis in Shulchan Aruch what a man has to do. You would think he's just pirish. But Chazal say, no. There's being pirish is also a hana. So the halachis, he has to, he's only allowed to be pirish by Aver Meis. He has to wait till the Aver loses its kishoy, and then he's pirish. The halachis, what a married man has to do if his wife becomes a nida in the middle of bia. In the case of dam besulin, which the Mishnah Reina, when nayik dam besulin is like dam nida, it's different. A man, even though in the middle of bia he realizes his wife has dam besulim, which is certainly common. In the middle of bia he realizes why his wife is bleeding. The halacha is that he doesn't. He can behave normally until he's pirish. First of all, he doesn't have to immediately try that produces kishur. And second of all, he can complete the bia whatever's a normal way. This is something Chazal and they were machmir. On a chosin for dam besulim, this at least they left that bia could be a normal bia. So comes along the Rama, Rabbeinu Meir Alevi. It says the following. Now, listen carefully. It says, 1 minute. This bia of dam besulim is a bia on which we're putting in a kula. We're making a love with chilasai. It's something which we're makel right away. We're very makel on this couple that they get married, and even though there's dam, he's allowed to be makel. So to Ramei Alevi, our Gemara says, whenever you makel olav b'tchila asai, afterwards they have to be asa b'yichud. So Mameila Zot, this Rabbeinu Meir Alevi, you hear what's going on here. He says, since in the first Bia of Dam Besulin, we're makel on a man, that he's allowed to finish the Bia in a normal manner, so you makel olav b'tchila asai, therefore, afterwards, they're asa b'yichud. Which would seem to be every chasakala. You hear what's going on? You hear this chumra? Now, the Rush brings this down, and the Rush disagrees. The Rush says you can't call Dam Besulim a chumra, a kula, because the whole Dam Besulim is a chumra. I mean, you are makel on him that he can finish his bia. You are makel on him. You are machmer on him. That dam besulim he has to treat like dam nida, except for one thing, whatever it is. So the Rush says it's not so. There's no such din that by dam besulim you have to. Now, what did the Rambam mean? What did the Rambam mean? Now, if you look at the Rush, you'll see that you can teach this Ramah to us. Was this Ramah, when he came with this tremendous chumrah, that Dam Besulim, you're going to be Yasa B'Yichud, is he talking about an Oval who has also an Issa Dam Besulim? Because you could learn the Ramah is talking, either you could learn the Ramah is talking about every Chasen Kala. Every Chasen Kala, the way I spoke it out. Every chas and kala, Ramah holds after the first bia, the asa b'yichud until she goes to the mikvah. That's one way to learn the Ramah. Or you could learn the Ramah. No, he means that an agimar is keks with their aveilim. Plus, nowadays there's dam besulim too. In that case, by dam besulim aveilus you make l'bitchilasai. Dam besulim you make l'bitchilasai. So memela they're going to be yaser. And on that, the Rosh is saying, no, Dam Besulim is not considered a kula. There's no issa yichud. You follow? What's going on here is the Shach learns this Machlekes Raman Rosh is that they're talking about a case of Avelus Dafka. This Rabbeinu Meir Alevi's Chumra, and the Rush argues with him, is going dafka on a case of Avelus plus Dam Besulim, which is our sugya. Memeila, it's going at a case of Avelus plus Dam Besulim, Zok Tishanach. The Rush is like me, and not like the Taz. The Rush is saying, Mamish, what I said. That even though, that nowadays, that there's Dam Besulim, that you're mutter b'yichud, because the Rosh says you're mutter b'yichud. So the Shach learned that the Rosh is talking b'zman hazeh. He says he doesn't know what's going on with this Taz. This Taz comes up with his new chiddush. If he forgot the Rosh, so the Ramah attack will be like the Taz, and we pass like the Rosh. Every mach likes the Rosh Ramah. We basically pass like the Rosh. So we pass like the Rosh. So what is the Taz saying? It's in Feirush Rosh. So the Shach learns this Rosh like him. The Karben Esanel, under the Rush, says the Taz learned that the Rush is not talking about Avelus. He learned the Rush is talking about a normal Chas and Kala, no Avelus. The Ramah holds a normal Chas and Kala are Asa B'Yichud, because you're making on them in the first Bia, they're Asa B'Yichud until she goes to the Mikvah. And the Rush holds, no, a regular Chas and Kala are Mutter B'Yichud. They're not talking about an Avelus case. The Avelus case the Taz holds, like plug, Chazal made exer, it's like plug. So he learned that the Rosh is talking not about a case of Avelus, just about a case of Chasakal. So that the Shach brings a riot to his Shita from what he considers a Beferish Rosh, and the Tazel hold that it's not a Beferish Rosh. So bottom line, bottom line, what do we have? Halacha l'maisa, we learned the whole sugya. And l'maisa, we have a shayla, what to do? If such a maisa happens, are they asa b'yichud? Taz holds, the asa b'yichud, v'yashim ben ha'nashim, yashim ben ha'nashim, and the shach holds, fakert. But nowadays, this doesn't apply. And so the bottom line, now, this is all in the mitzvah de dinei avelus. Now, besides the dinei avelus, we learned in our sugya, which this the case of avelus hopefully should never come up. It happens never, but we also learned in our sugya that if a woman is pirsanida before the bia rishayna, that a chasen kala also be yichud. That was Rabbi Yosef Berei de Rava Mishmei de Rava Loishem Al Shloi Baal Ava Baal Ish Deshenim. That means if a chas and kala get married and there's no bia rishayna, there was no bia. Let's say it was a chuppah's nida. Well, let's say she became a nida between the chuppah and the bia. At some point, she became a nida. And this is something which happens. I mean, it's. So we have here halacha of he who yashen bein ha'anashim v'hi yashen bein ha'anashim. So we have this din. We have it in two cases. The case of an oval, which might or might not apply bizman hazeh, and the case of a nida, which certainly applies. What is the taich, hu yashen bein ha'anashim v'hi yashen bein ha'anashim? What does it mean l'maisa? So the Ravid learns that hu yashen bein ha'anashim v'hi yashen. He yishayin, the vi is and, which means the Ravid learns that at night the chasen has to have two shaymrim. You have to be two men with the chasen and two women with the kala. That there'll be an isser yichud balayla unless you have four shaymrim, two for the man and one, two for the women. By day, the Ravid learns there's no isser yichud, because we don't do bia by day anyway. So by day, there's no issur. It's only by night. By night, you need two shaymer for the man and two shaymer for the woman. That's Shitas HaRavid. The Rush brings the Ravid. The Rush is not Namasechtas and Mayakad. The Rush says the Ravid was too machmir at night and the Ravid was too mekel by day. Because he doesn't like anything the Ravid says. He said by day that mutter he doesn't like, and he said by night that you need four shaymer. The Rush says, "Hu yashen bein ha'anashin." The he yashen, the vi means or. Vi is or. Either you have two shaymerim, two more men with them, or you get two more women with them. Either way, but you only need two more shaymer. You need either two more men or two more women, and finish. That's all you need. Right. I'll talk about that. But by, and that's side by day and side by night that he learns. What? Is he allowed to be miyachid? A man, generally speaking, and there are exceptions, but generally speaking, a man is allowed to be miyachid with three women. Okay? And that's why it's mutter. Okay, we'll get into that a little more in a minute. But this is the psak of the Rush. The Ramah. The Ramah, lahalacha, says, nohagu. The minig is that we take at night a katan and a ketana to be in the room with them. We send a katan and a ketana, you know, little brothers, little sisters. So we send a katan and a ketana by night. By day, the minig is to have just one shimer. And by night, to have a cotton and a katana cotton to be the two shaymer, which is the psak of the Ramah, and that's lahalacha, which is a little strange, because the Ramah is not really like the Ravid, he's not really like the Rush. The Mashal would want this on this Ramah. It's not like the Rush, it's not like the Ravid. Right? The Rush, the Ravid said, you need four shaymer, it's not like him. It's not like the Rush said, either two men or two women. But anyway, let's see if we get back to it. The Ramah says, a katan and a ketana. Why a katan and a ketana? Why not a gadol and a gedayla? What's the Ramah? Why a katan and a ketana? Suck the shach. That the reason that the minig is to have a katna and a ketana is because the din, let me tell you first, the din is there's a certain age of ketanim or ketanais where they have no taiva for bia, they have no pleasure from bia, but they're old enough that if they see things, they talk about it. They're old enough, they see something happen, they'll talk about it. But they have no taiva for bia. Let's say, as I'll say, certainly a boy till nine, such a person has no issa yichud. No issa for a woman to babysit an 8-year-old boy. Even though a woman's not allowed to babysit a 12-year-old boy, you have somebody has only one child, a 12-year-old. The parents go away, they can't get a lady to babysit. Isn't this a yichud? A woman's not being miyachid with a 12-year-old. But if it's a child, let's say up till nine, so that age, there's no issa yichud, because he has no taiva for being. More than that, such a child is a shomer for people who have an issa yichud. Let's say you have two people who have an issa yichud. So this child could be a shomer because he himself, there's no issa on him. And being that he talks, so he sees what's going on. So he's a good shomer. So he's a shomer. If you have a man and woman who has a yichud, and you have a child there who's not the age of taivas bia, so such a person could be a shomer. And that's a halacha in Eben Ezra, that's a halacha psuka. Zot the shach. You know why we send, our minig is to send a katna and a ketana. He says, because otherwise you're going to have a problem. You're going to send a gadol and a gedayla. 1 minute, is it issa yichud of two men and two women? Asabi yichud. Two men and two women, there's issa yichud too? That's not good enough. A man with three women is mutter, but a man or two men with two women, there's issa yichud. That doesn't take away the issa yichud. So being that two men and two women, there's an issa yichud, and the Ramah is being makel, that it's enough to shayrim. So therefore he said, use a katan and a ketana, so that way you avoid the problem, there won't be any problem of yichud, because a katan and a ketana have no issa yichud. So they could be shayrim. So that's why we use a katan and a ketana. You follow the shach. So lemaisa, if you had such a situation, nine. So you get a katan and a ketana. Why? So that there be no issa yichud. Let's say you can figure out a different way. There shouldn't be an issa yichud. Let's say you'll get the two shayrim will be a married couple, and a man who's with his wife is allowed to be miyachid with other people. A man and a woman, and his husband and wife together, could be miyachid with anybody, because they watch each other. They're shomer for each other. So a man and his wife, let's say, have a chasen kala, and she needs shomer. So if they want, they could go sleep over by her parents. Her parents are good shomer, even though they're not katanim and katanas. But the only reason you're katan and katana is there shouldn't be a yichud problem. So the parents of their married people is also no problem. Okay, everybody follow till here? This is what the Shach says. Oh, good. There'll be enough time. So where we hold it? That why do you need a katan and ketana? To suck the Shach to avoid the yichud problem. So there's a bomb kasha on this, which you should chalk right away. Why do you need a katan and ketana? Because the yichud problem. So what happens? You have a couple that got married. She's pirsah nida. They're also be yichud. So you want to get two people. So now, let's say that they don't have small brothers and sisters. So they want to get an older brother, and older somebody else is going to sleep there. So he can't. Why can't you? It's like the shach. Because a yichud prab. What's fair?
Brother.
I didn't mean brother, Dad. I just told you that a husband and wife are mutter with anybody. This couple, they're married. It's a funny thing, they're married in Dasa B'Yichud, but they are married. Right? They just got married. And she's pirsah nida. So they're a married couple. No? So what's the Shach talking about? In Iktanim, there'll be an Asi Yichud. Anytime there's a married couple in the mix, there's no Asi Yichud. Once you have a married couple with anybody else, the married couple are Shomer each other. And the Meila, they're Shomer for everybody else. So why do you need a Katan and a Katana? The Shach said you need a Katan and a Katana, because otherwise it's two men and two women. So the Teres HaShlamim, which is a Pirish in the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Nida, he says he doesn't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about? You need a Katan and a Katana, because if it's a Gadol and a Gadol, is it? What's the big deal? It's a Gadol and a Gadol, it's also okay. Because they're a married couple. There's no Asiyichud, they're married couples. So Teres HaShlamim is Matmi on this. What? Right. It gets confusing here. It gets a little bit confusing. 1 minute. We went through three steps. I told you the machlokes derived in the Rosh and the Psak of the Ramah. Then we said that Psak of the Ramah is Katan Ketana. So we said the Shach says, why Katan Ketana? So any other adult, they'd be a Nisa Yichud. So Frek, the Teres HaShlamim, what are you talking about? Nisa Yichud, they're married. There should be no Nisa Yichud. So first let me tell you that the Chazaynish Paskins like the Teres HaShlamim. He says there's Taka no Nisa Yichud because they're married. The Chazaynish says, you know why the Ramah says Katan Ketana? Mishum Tznius. Because it's Tznius. You know, if you send your little brother, you tell him, you know, you want a treat? You know, you can go sleep by your brother just got married, we'll let you sleep with them. You can sleep in the apartment. So, you know, a 7-year-old boy, he says, wow, and he goes. It's not Tznius Chasar. You tell that to a 15-year-old boy, he'll say, what are you talking about? Why am I going? It must be, you know, there must be something doing. He'll understand that he's there as a Shomer. So Zok Techazaynish, the Sidri Torah is right, and the Shach is wrong. I mean, that's the Dritar. The Teres HaShlamim is right. And then, not like the Shach. And we pass the Teres HaShlamim. Either Amos HaKad Nektana, that's Mishum Tznius the Alma. Let's say it would be Tzniusdik, it would be, you have another way of dealing with it, you can deal with it a different way. Or Slav Davka Kad Nektana. That's the way the Chazaynish passed it. However, to answer the Shach, there are a number of Achrayinim who learn that a married couple who didn't have bia yet are not considered shomer for each other. That they're not considered shomer. Lamaisa, they didn't have bia yet. They're still.
What? The reason is there's a chashash yichud on they themselves. How could they watch other people?
If there's a chashash yichud on them themselves, how are you going to make them shomer for other people? The whole thing is to watch them. So they're going to watch other people. I understand the logic the other way. I would understand. For them themselves, the other people are watching them. Just the question is, the other people should be asa b'yichud, so they're going to watch the other people. I would understand the logic the way it says in Teres HaShlamim. But anyway, there are a number of achrayinim, including the Sidrei Torah, who say that no, a newly married couple never had bia. There's no ishtei misham rasei. So now it becomes a lamdisha machlaikis. I don't know how in the world you figure out the lumdus of this. The question is, a husband and wife that are married by a chuppis nida, did not be yet, are they close enough to be shomer for each other? It's like you can't pass me this with svara, it's more hergish, so I don't know. But this is what the machlokes comes down to. Now this has totally different ramifications, nothing to do with chasakala, it has ramifications in a totally different sugya. And I told you till now, that's the Lamaisa by Chasakala. Yeah. It's a totally different sugya in Isur Yichud. There's a Rambam. The Rambam says that many men and many women together have no Isur Yichud. No Chas, no Kala, no husband, no wife. A bunch of Scharim and the Kavis, and whatever reason, they work in an office together, and in a factory together, and the door's locked, and no, people don't come in. So the Rambam, harbe anashim, v'harbe nashim, there's no Issa Yichud. How do you know? So the Magid Mishnah, what's the Makar? The Makar for this heter of harbe anashim and harbe nashim is our Gemara. Who Yashen Bein HaNashim, the Yashena Bein HaNashim. We see that if there are many, there's no Issa Yichud. If there's an Issa Yichud 101, there's no Issa Yichud if it's many and many. So Mimela says the Zakta Bagi Mishnah, the Makar for the din that Harbei Anoshim, Harbei Anoshim, Amut to be Yichud. The Makar for that is our Sugi. So if you look in Halacha, Chalkas Machaikok says, and Evan Ezra Sinu Chav Beis, that how many is Harbei Anoshim and Harbei Anoshim? Is it 2 and 2 or 3 and 3? What's the heter? Is it 2 and 2 or 3 and 3? How many is Harbe? How many are Mutter? No? Shiloh. The answer is Harbe, according to the Ravid, it's 3 and 3. Because the Ravid holds, who Yashem and Hashem, Yashem and Hashem, is 3 and 3. According to the Rosh, it's 4. It's 2 and 2 or 3 and 1. Zakti Chalkas Machaikis should be totally in that Machaikis. You know what comes out? This is a Machaikis now, Zandu Chasan Kala. How many are Mutta Be'ich? La Halacha, we pask in 3 and 3. Even though by Hilchis Chasan Vakala, we pask in that you don't need 3 and 3. Strange thing. But over here, Rav Paiskim say 3 and 3. So how you deal with that? It's a little complicated. Allah Halacha, we pass them like the Ravid. In other words, that the heter is 3 and 3. Now, obviously, this whole thing is a raya to the Teres Hashlamim. I shouldn't say obviously. This whole thing is a raya to the Teres Hashlamim and the Chazay Nish. Because remember, the Sidrei Tara said that when you have a married couple, Chas and Kala, there's no yichud problem with the other people. It's Ishtay Misham Rasai. Right? The Sidrei Tara said, many Achrayim Atay said that there's no yichud problem when it's a husband and wife. If so, you can't bring a raya from here to other dinim. So maybe here it's Mutta Harbei Anoshim, Harbei Anoshim. One of them is a married couple. This whole shmooz is all a raya that when we talk about Chas and Kala, we're talking about normally Surah Yichud. And and there's no din of Ishtay Misham Rasai on a couple that they themselves are also be Yichud. So this is what comes out from this. If you want to see it, it's in Siman Kuf Tzadik Beis, the last sif. Shach Zayin Aches, I remember. The Teres Hashlam is on the bottom of the page. The Sidrei Tara is in the back. Now there are two more Nekudis. I mentioned one. There's a complication in this whole thing. And when you chaz a shir, you have to throw this in all the way at the end, because otherwise you get totally confused. There's like one more wild card in this whole mess. And that is the following. And this the crazy place throws in. Is a halacha. Listen carefully, because you should know this halacha anyway. La halacha. Let me tell you, lemaisa. Who's mutta b'yichud? It's mutta b'yichud, you need either one man and three women, or not one man and two women. One man and three women are mutta b'yichud. Or one woman and two men are mutter. It doesn't work the same. If it's two men with one woman, it's mutter. If it's one man and three women, it's mutter. And if it's two and two, we pass in that it's awesome. They'll tell me all these numbers sound like, halacha and shemesinai, it's svara. If there are two men and two women, each one has a woman to be mezana with. So we're afraid they'll be mezana. If it's two men and one woman, so any man is mezana, the other man will stop him. There's nothing in it for him. So two men and one woman is more kuladik than two men and two women. You follow? Two men and one woman is what? Two men. One man and two women is still aser, because women are by nature more not as tough. And one man and two women were still chayshish. That'll be mezana, and it'll be mefayis both of them. So you need three. The din is that at night, and night means the time people normally go to sleep, night you need an extra shomer. The halacha is that at night you always need an extra shiner. So that, if we say one man and three women is mutter, by night you need one man and four women. And if we say two men and one woman is mutter, by night you need three men and one woman. You need an extra shiner. Why? Because at night people sleep. People sleep, they're not such good shimer. They're asleep. So Chazal required an extra shimer at night. And this comes up with Lamaisa. When my wife had our first child, so I had a shiloh about sleeping by my in-laws while my wife was in the hospital. My wife had the first child, I don't have a minute to sleep there. So my own apartment. There was a second child. So my oldest one was a year and a half. So I needed someone to help with the baby, and I think I was shakras in the morning. So if I go to my in-laws, and I go with the baby, my baby's not old enough to be a shiner. My wife is in the hospital. It's not ishtayima. So, sleep by your in-laws, so do you have a yichud problem? Do you have a yichud problem? What? Who's married? The in-laws are married. So it'll come out when this comes lamaisa. If your father-in-law goes to Daf Yomi 5 in the morning, so you also have to go to Daf Yomi 5 in the morning.
But you can come into the house when
it's the Shmira. What?
You can come into the house.
Baal Beer doesn't work for Gaspar. Somebody very close to Baal Beer doesn't really work. A lot of married people don't realize this. There's a yichud between them and their mother-in-law. When they go visit, you go Erev Shabbos to pick up some supplies for Shabbos. The husband is at work. There's a yichud problem. At night, you need an extra shiner. That's the halacha. So it depends how many brothers-in-law you have, sister-in-law. At night, you need an extra shiner. That's the halacha. Whatever the numbers work out, if it's a big enough family, you have no problem. Otherwise, again, when the husband and wife are there, it's one thing. If the husband gets up early and leaves, you have to get up early and leave too. So, now this throws a monkey wrench into our whole sugya. Because our Gemara is, who yashen bein anashim, yashen bein anashim, we're talking at night. At night, you need an extra shayna. What's going on here?
No, only the same house.
That's where they sleep, in the same house. He and her, they go into their apartment, they take along with them. They don't have to be, who yashen bein anashim, yashen, doesn't mean they have to be in different rooms. The husband and wife could be in one room. As long as it's one apartment, it's okay. They can't lock their room, as long as they're one apartment. So they have to have... So wait, this messes up the whole thing. Suddenly everything is out of skew. It's like a crazy place. It doesn't mess up anything at all. Adirabe, everything is very geschmack. Really? Really? It's a regular case of yichud. Why does the Ramah say Lamaisi you need two people? Because at night you need an extra person. So why who Yashem Ben Anashim Ben Anashim? Ramah says we pass him one and one. Why do we pass him one and one? Because you need an extra shamer at night. Why Kitanim and Kitanais? Why is it that you need Dafka Katan and a Kitana? He says because otherwise the Katan and Kitana themselves will have an Issa Yichud. Let's say there wouldn't be a katan and a katan, it'd be a gadol and a gedayla. So they're also biyicha to each other. And it's two and two. There's no heter of two and two. Why do you need a katan and a katan? Because otherwise at night, it's a case of two and two, a gadol and a gedayla, and a husband and a chas and kala. It's two and two. It's going to be a problem. So really, the reason you need an extra one is because at night you need an extra one. Katan and a katan. Why not gadol and a gedayla? Very simple. Because otherwise you have a yichud problem at night. What? Two ketanim and two ketanais. So presumably it would be good also. Confusing. Alright, so we learned a little bit of hechas yichud. Tomorrow we're going to finish the Avelis just goes down to Amar Ma'ayin. That's the last line. Please be up to there. I should mention to you also, there's a short shuv in the Igros Moshe, Yerideya Aleph, Reish Chav Zayin, I think it is. Halacha L'maisa, And this whole sugya of Avelos, I recommend that you look at the tshuva.